This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to attacks on one of Saudi Arabia's largest oil fields and the world's biggest crude oil stabilization facility, U.S. President Donald Trump said American forces are locked and loaded. Yemen's Houthi rebels did take responsibility for the attacks, but they are often backed by Iran, which the Trump administration places the blame. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
The U.S. government is releasing satellite imagery showing what officials say are at least 19 points of impact from the drone strikes at two Saudi energy facilities. Senior U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, say the images are consistent with attack coming from the direction of Iran rather than Yemen. The officials say additional devices, which apparently didn't reach their targets, have been recovered and are being analyzed by Saudi and American intelligence agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The International Committee of the Red Cross will be able to resume humanitarian work in Afghanistan after the Afghan Taliban walked back a ban it imposed on the ICRC and the World Health Organization. In doing so, it restored its guarantee for the security of ICRC staff. The Taliban imposed the ban in April, alleging the two organizations were conducting suspicious activities connected with their vaccination campaigns. The September 15th statement did not mention the WHO. Forecasters say the east coast of Florida will likely escape damage as Tropical Storm Humberto is expected to remain well offshore through Wednesday. Earlier forecasters had said that it was already moving away from the Bahamas, which is still reeling from Hurricane Dorian. Humberto's presence forced officials to suspend aid efforts and close the airport Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation caused by Dorian. This is VOA News. More violence in Hong Kong Sunday as protests that started over a now-revoked extradition bill entered into the 99th day. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Protesters in Hong Kong threw bricks at police and Molotov cocktails on Sunday, capping another weekend of violence in the city. Police responded with water cannon and tear gas. The protests are in their fourth month. The withdrawal of the controversial Chinese extradition bill that sparked the civil unrest hasn't stopped it. Instead, it's morphed into broader demonstrations against Beijing and erosion of the island's autonomy. Protesters are also pleading for help from the West.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Democratic leaders sworn to President Trump on Sunday that any proposal on gun control must include a House-passed bill to expand background checks or else risk no legislation at all. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they spoke by phone with President Trump, who told them he was working on a gun plan. Schumer says while he's holding out hope, he's not expecting anything.
Right after a terrible tragedy occurs, he says we have to do something on background checks, and then he backs off. And the word is that the NRA and others are putting pressure on him, and the thing that he will go for will not be acceptable.
He's also pushing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to let the legislation go to the floor for a vote. McConnell has declined to hold a vote on background checks, saying it's not clear Trump would sign the law. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is calling for urgent action to end bad health care practices responsible for killing millions of patients around the world every year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the findings of a report issued by WHO in advance of the first World Patient Safety Day on September 17th.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 10 patients is harmed in high-income countries. It says 134 million patients in low- and middle-income countries are harmed because of unsafe care, leading to 2.6 million deaths annually. WHO notes most of these deaths are avoidable. Neelam Dingra Kuram is WHO Coordinator of Patient Safety and Risk Management.
In the healthcare facilities on the system, there is a lack of patient safety culture. So lack of open communication, lack of systems to learn from mistakes and errors.
Besides the avoidable and tragic loss of life, patient harm leads to economic losses of trillions of dollars globally each year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. WFAY, The Voice of America.